AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in St. Louis, Missouri.
Stand up, fight back!
That's the reaction outside the Planned Parenthood Clinic. A judge ruled the only clinic that performs abortions in Missouri can stay open. AP's David Lieb reports its license was supposed to expire today.
The state says it did an inspection of the Planned Parenthood facility in March and noticed some deficiencies. Since then, it has gone back and forth with the clinic. They wanted to interview several doctors, some of whom Planned Parenthood said weren't available to be interviewed before the deadline came up.
Planned Parenthood's Dr. David Eisenberg delivered this message.
Governor Parson, driving your citizens out of Missouri for health care is deeply unpopular and illegal. Your Department of Health and Senior Services is supposed to promote and protect the health of Missourians.
In a written statement, the governor said state regulators still have serious health and safety concerns regarding Planned Parenthood's abortion facility in St. Louis. The trading day is over on Wall Street. The losses were big as investors reacted to President Trump's decision to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico June 10th if Mexico doesn't tighten its immigration policy. This is White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The president has been consistent about this for 4 years since he announced his candidacy, and he wants Mexico to do more.
C. Fred Bergston is with the Pew Center for Economics. He says President Trump is putting tariffs on China and Mexico.
And it would amount to a tax on American consumers, driving up the prices of everything we buy from China and Mexico.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says Mexico won't panic over this. Bill Cosby has dropped his countersuit against seven women who accused him of sexually assaulting them. President Trump will award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to economist Arthur Laffer. Laffer is known as the father of supply-side economics, made famous under the Reagan administration. This is AP Radio News. There just wasn't one winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee last night near Washington. There were eight. The organizers were running out of words to spell. The words were tough.
Ausloat.
Erysipelas.
Bougainvillea.
Aguilette.
The eight co-champions spelled the final 47 words correctly. One of the eight is Sharika Padi.
I'm very glad they stopped where they did because, I got my winning word and a little tired.
Another of the eight contestants and the eight winners is Erin Howard, and she said she worked hard for this.
And I was convinced that the bell was going to ring on me at some point today, and for some reason it did not. I don't know, this is the culmination of the past 6 years of my life, so frankly I just can't believe that I'm here right now.
She's 14 years old. The bee ended in ties 3 years in a row. All eight received the full winner's freight, $50,000, and a spelling bee trophy. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.